AB InBev, Listening 1. Anheuser-Busch InBev SANV, or InBev for short, is currently the world's largest brewer of beer. The company is the result of a merger of four previously autonomous brewers, as well as many smaller breweries that were acquired over the course of its history. The four primary breweries that compose InBev are Belgium-based InBrew, AmBev from Brazil, U.S. brewer Anheuser-Busch, and most recently, SAB Miller, based in the UK. As a result of the mergers and acquisitions, InBev now owns some of the world's most iconic brands. Some of the most notable examples are Budweiser, Stella Artois, and Corona. They have a strong market presence in North and South America, Europe, and Asia. The company has also been expanding its reach and operations in Africa, acquiring a number of brands on the continent. Despite its tremendous market presence, InBev is not being complacent by relying solely on its established brands. In recent years, it has been aggressively expanding into the craft beer market with in-house brands such as Shock Top and the rapid acquisition of many craft breweries such as Chicago's Goose Island in 2011. AB InBev Listening 2. InBev's incredible growth has not been without its challenges. The company has come under scrutiny from regulators in multiple countries for possibly being in violation of antitrust laws. In order to get the go-ahead to purchase SAB Miller in 2016, the company had to relinquish to Molson Coors full ownership of the Miller brand portfolio outside of the US and Puerto Rico for $12 billion US. One company that has been eager to purchase brands from InBev has been Asahi Brewing of Japan. In 2016, the company made an offer to purchase a number of European brands from InBev, with Asahi paying 7.3 billion euros to acquire brands such as Pilsner Urquell, Tisky, and Lech. This is in addition to a previous deal where Asahi purchased the brands Peroni and Grolsch, among others, for 2.55 billion euros. This arrangement is mutually beneficial as Asahi hopes to boost its foreign sales while InBev needed to divest to meet antitrust regulations. Not all companies are as eager to work with or become part of InBev, however. In as late as 2016, there was speculation that InBev was looking to make another huge acquisition, with business news outlets reporting a possible purchase of Coca-Cola. The probability of this deal going forward decreased significantly with the announcement that Coca-Cola was going to buy InBev out of their joint bottling operation in Africa.